The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Effie, what are you doing?
Just watering the philodendrons.
I'll count you down. There's one thing we have to do today. Washing is done, the ironing's done, the house is clean. Why, we just enjoy doing nothing.
Oh, I don't enjoy just sitting still, dear. Look at this philodendron. It looks much better than it did.
Well, you obviously have a green thumb. I don't. All I have to do is just come near some ivy and it starts cringing as though I were going to hit it.
Well, you don't have the patience, dear.
I guess you
have to pinch off the dead leaves and give it just the right amount of water. A plant is like a human being. You have to treat it nicely if you want it to be nice to you.
Oh, did you see that recently about the experiments they've made with planting seeds?
Mm-hmm.
Fascinating. Apparently the seeds responded to suggestions, said they responded to prayers.
What do you mean?
Well, they planted two identical boxes of seeds, as I understand it, under identical conditions, and over a period of time, one box was prayed over and the other one wasn't. And in the first box, the seeds all came up, you know, nice and healthy.
Uh-huh.
And in the other one, they didn't come up at all.
Well, what do you mean it was prayed over?
Well, it didn't say exactly, but they spoke to the seeds nicely, hoping they'd come up. And the other box, they said mean things to, I guess.
Really?
Yes, and the one that had all the mean things said with those seeds didn't grow at all. Apparently, it was a scientific experiment, but they said some ordinary housewife had tried it, too, with the same result.
Well, why don't we try it?
Oh, you try it. I said I have no green thumb. Oh, I don't know what to do with myself today. I feel lazy anyhow.
Well, I'll be going home in a week or so to help Martha with the spring house cleaning. I know what we ought to do before I go.
What?
Well, we haven't gotten together at all on what clothes we're taking to Europe this summer. Why don't we go upstairs and look things over?
A very good idea. Come on, let's do it now.
Sundays bring solid listening entertainment to millions of CBS radio fans. There are fast-moving adventures from the files of yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Chilling drama is the province of the award-winning favorite, Suspense. Outstanding tales of the Old West burst forth from Have Gun, Will Travel, and Gunsmoke. Radio's longest-running theater of thrills, Suspense, roams far from the beaten track to bring you electrifying high-attention drama. Have Gun, Will Travel chronicles the action-filled exploits of Pistol Pack and Paladin, whose business card is an open sesame to danger for pay. And every Sunday on CBS Radio, you can follow U.S. Marshal Matt Dillon's latest Gunsmoke battle with frontier lawlessness. Make an appointment with your radio each Sunday for this quartet of first-rate dramas. Johnny Dollar, Suspense, Have Gun, Will Travel, and Gunsmoke. And remember, when you keep that appointment, only your station affiliate with CBS Radio can bring you this fast, furious foursome.
Well, hello.
Oh.
Mrs. Houston, good heavens. Aunt Effie, you should have brought Mrs. Houston upstairs. This bedroom's a mess.
Oh, she doesn't mind at all.
No, of course not. I just dropped in for a second.
Oh, here, let me move some of the stuff on the bed so you can sit down. I'll clear the chair off in a minute. As you can see, it's piled high.
We're trying to decide what to take to Europe this summer.
Oh, well, my dears, take as little as possible.
I know, that's what everyone says.
You'll be sorry if you take too much. I know. I've been to Europe with Edgar many times on business, and I always, always take far too many clothes.
Well, you don't know what the weather's going to be.
When are you going?
Well, as far as we know now, we're leaving the end of July. We'll be gone all of August, and I guess the first part of September.
Well, it will certainly be hot weather. Take all summer things.
But why don't we show Miss Houston what we decided to take and get her opinion?
Yeah, well, fine, yes. No, I'm taking one wool suit, one summer gabardine, and one knit suit. These.
Take the one knit suit. That's all.
Well,
it doesn't wrinkle. Perfect for traveling. And you'll find you just live in it.
Well, I can't live in it for 6 weeks, Mrs. Houston.
Here's a lovely silk suit.
Oh, that's 6 years old.
Be perfect. Just perfect. take that white jersey dress for evening, an extra skirt, perhaps with two blouses that don't need ironing, a sweater, three pairs of shoes, flat heels for sightseeing, medium heels for daytime shopping, high heels for evening, and that is all you need.
Uh-huh. Well, that's certainly very nice of you, Mrs. Houston. You've certainly been very helpful.
Oh, I know. I can see you don't believe me, but you're going to be sorry if you take any more. Well, I must run. No, don't bother coming down. I can let myself out. I'll see you again before you go.
Oh, yes, of course you will. Thanks for stopping in.
Goodbye, Miss Houston.
Goodbye.
Well, can you imagine traveling to Europe with as little as that?
Oh, heavens, no. For anyone who's traveled to Europe so many times, as she puts it, I don't think she knows what she's talking about.
No, I don't either. Now, let's forget what she said and start over. What do you think about my tan shirtwaist dress?
I'd take it. Mm-hmm. I'd take it, Aunt Effie. You never know.
Now, I may not need it, but if I do, I know I've got it.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Now, let's start making a list.
Aunt Effie, are you bringing up some tea?
Yes.
Well, bring another cup. Eleanor just dropped in.
And all I can say is, you're going to be very, very sorry if you don't take some warm clothes.
Well,
Myra said she was so sorry last year that she took nothing but summer things. She nearly froze.
No, but we're going to be there during August, during the warm part of the year, Eleanor.
Well, you know how crazy the weather's been lately. Look how cold last summer was.
Yes, well, then maybe I better take two wool suits. Of course, one is brown and the other navy blue, so that means all different accessories. Hat, bag, gloves, shoes, all this. And Effie, Eleanor thinks.
Yes, I heard her, dear, and I think she's absolutely right. And you know how you are. You're just miserable if you're cold.
Yes, I know. I wouldn't enjoy a thing.
No. Well, now let me show you what I would take if I were you.
Uh-huh.
For the love of Mike, what is all this?
Oh, hi, dear. I didn't know you were home. Where are you?
I'm upstairs. Came up to get into this old clothes so I could work in the yard before dinner. What is all this? We opening a luggage store?
Oh, I didn't want you to see them yet. Aren't they beautiful?
What are they?
Oh, what are they? What do they look like?
Whose are they?
Mine. Aunt Effie and I were trying to decide what clothes to take to Europe. And everybody dropped in with advice, of course. And finally, since we didn't have anything else we had to do, we just took Bobby and went down to that wonderful luggage store. And, as you see, I spent some of my trip money. I was excited. I told Aunt Effie when we brought the suitcases in, I said, now I really feel that I'm going, you know?
This is what you're planning to take to Europe?
Oh, you see, Aunt Effie and I were having the hardest time trying to decide what to take. And then we said it's so hard when you don't know how much you can get into a suitcase. So, these are actually all packed. We were trying them out.
These are all packed.
I shouldn't say they're all packed. No. I do want to buy a couple of new things to take. But I do have a general idea now of, well, for example, see, now this is my cosmetic case. With all my cosmetics, colors for my hair, my jewelry, a little thing. Seasick pills and aspirin, and I can get a little sewing kit in here, too. And then, this one is just for shoes. See?
Yeah, I see.
I get a pair of shoes in here. You wouldn't believe it, would you? And then there's a place to even stuff things in around the sides, you know, like soap and things. See?
Yeah, I see.
Then, this round one is for hats. Gee, I was so glad this set had a hat box to match. I didn't know what I was going to do, you know, so I wouldn't mash my hat. See?
Yeah, I see.
Then, this medium-sized suitcase has things in it like, oh, you know, stockings, blouses, gloves, nightgowns, bathrobes. And then wait till you see this large suitcase. You won't believe how many things I can get in it.
Oh, yes, I will. I'll believe it. I just didn't know it was a suitcase. I thought it was a trunk.
Oh, honey. Look, I can just hang all my clothes right up on hangers, set it up this way, open it, and the dresses just hang down. Isn't it wonderful? Without jamming things in. Now, look, see, I can get 3 wool suits, my short white coat, 8 dresses, and my fur jacket.
That does it. Where are you going around the world for 3 years?
What's the matter with you?
Where are you going to wear a fur jacket in July?
Well, I thought for evening. Look, I've got it. I like to show it off.
You take this luggage back.
Back.
We are going to be gone 6 weeks. Look at this, 5 pieces of luggage. And with all this, when the time comes to really pack, you'll be asking if I've got room in my suitcase to just tuck in 3 more pairs of your shoes.
I know.
Aren't I terrible?
Yeah.
But this time I won't, dear. I think I'll have enough
indeed
room.
You won't this time, because this time you are taking one suitcase, and that is all taking.
Really?
One suitcase apiece and one clothes pack, which will hold one extra suit for me and one extra suit and a dress for you. And that goes for Aunt Effie, too.
Did somebody call me?
Yeah, somebody called you. Yes, come on up here. I'm going to read the riot act to the two of you. This luggage is going back.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. A good college education has a lot to do with your future. Whether you're a student, a parent, a college alumnus, a prospective employer, or just an average citizen, you have a stake in the future health of our colleges. The future security and well-being of our nation depends on them. Now is the time to help by contributing to the college of your choice. Just as our elementary and high schools have become overcrowded, so now our colleges are threatened by the increased school population. Unless funds are forthcoming now to expand college facilities and hire more professors, our colleges will be unable to handle the millions of students who will seek entrance. If we are to keep pace with the Russians in scientific developments, if we are to improve our standards of living and maintain our free way of life, we must have greater college facilities and have them now. For more information, write for a free explanatory booklet to Higher Education, Box 36, Times Square Station, New York, 36.
One suitcase.
Now, I know you both think I'm the meanest man in the world at the moment, but in the end, you'll be thanking me. I'm going to be traveling on business, I might remind you. I cannot be hampered by two women who, between them, have 10 suitcases.
It isn't 10. It's really only 4 suitcases, darling. 2 hat boxes, 2 cosmetic cases, and 2 very small shoe bags.
That adds up to 10 pieces of luggage.
But they look so nice, especially since we got the same type. Only mine is navy blue and hers is tan.
Now, look, I'm not going to argue. I know you're both mad at me. I'm just not going to be saddled with so much luggage, and that is final now.
Oh.
You just don't need that much clothes.
But I can't decide what to leave behind. Every time I say, oh, no, I won't need that, I think, oh, dear, that's the very thing I wish I'd brought along. Mm.
And besides that, we don't know what the weather's going to be.
No.
Could we just take summer things? What if the weather's cold?
Oh, yes.
Well, look, you've just got the same problem that every traveler has who goes anywhere. And you know that every time we have ever gone anywhere, you take every darn thing you own, and every single time you say, well, next time I will never bring so many clothes.
I know, but... One suitcase,
one
honey.
One suitcase. Now, look, I'll leave you two here to cry on each other's shoulders while I go out and do some work in the garden.
Oh.
Now, come on, cheer up.
Honey.
Look, 2 months from now, when we're someplace in Europe and we can't get a porter and you have to carry your own suitcase, you'll be thanking me. You will. All right, now, you mark my words. You wait.
Oh, really? But, you know, if you just travel with one suitcase apiece and it gets lost, then you wouldn't have any clothes at all.
Well, let's just hope that if one suitcase gets lost, it's his.
Yes!
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunt with Margaret Hamilton, Dorothy Duckworth, and Edith Gresham, and is produced by Walter Hart.
This was an original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Carol Hart, thank you.